We're on the bottom of Chaf Aleph Amud Beis. It's talking about Stalkim Sharas. So the Gemara says like this, three lines in the bottom. Amr bi Abba Amr Huna Amr Rav. Shlosha Shiyashu Lakayim Es Ashtar. Three people, three day Yom sit down to make a Kim, to do Kim Sharas, to say that the star has been, to certify the star that it's good. Vikari Irir Al Echad Mehen. One of the people, when someone comes ahead and they, we'll see, it's going to be two Edom come and they make an error, they complain about one of the judges. They claim that the judge is puzzled to be a Dayan. So what happens? So Achlo Chasmu, if they haven't yet signed the document, right, meaning the three judges, Me'idin Alav V'chosim. So then the two other judges can say, no, we know some testimony about him, that he's not puzzled, that he really is kosher. And Chosim, then the three of them can sign. But Misha Chosmu, but once all three of them have signed already, then it's too late. They can't give testimony that the third guy is really kosher. So, and why can't they do that? Says Rashi, Misha Chosmu, Havluhu Nogin Be'edus. Look at the bottom Rashi on the page. Havluhu Nogin Be'edus. Why? Shekinad Lehem Sheyeshvu Impossible Adin. Meaning, at that point, once they've already signed the document, now the document has their name together with this guy, right? So for them to go ahead now and say, oh, no, we know he's a kosher, that's not, that, of course you're going to say he's a kosher. Why? Because you're signed with him. So it's going to look bad for you if you sign with him. So the fact that you know something about him, that's not going to work anymore. You're now a nogea be'idus. So it's not going to work. Fine. The Gemara says, okay, fine. But ear error to mind. What are they saying about him? What was the thing that they said about this guy to make him a puzzle? If they're saying he's puzzle, this why? Because he is a gazlan, because he's stolen money from somebody, right? So then, says the Gemara, next turn to the next page, trading who? Then what do you have? You just have two sets of Edom against two sets of Edom. What do you mean two sets against two sets? Meaning the ear error, whenever someone comes to make an argument that a judge is puzzle, so what do you need? You need two Edom. Two Edom have to come and say, we saw that he, broke into someone's house and stole a TV. So you have to have two Edom that see that.
How many people said he's possible one?
So it's got to be two.
Two have to come.
It's got to be two. Right? Look at Rashi. Rashi says on the top of the page, Ki Amre lo guzzle, right? When they said that he didn't steal, right? So what's going to happen? Someone came and said that he steals. He stole. And that's why he's possible. And the other two, Dayarim is saying, no, that's not true. He didn't steal anything. So what's going to happen? Look at Rashi. Ki Amre lo guzzle, havalu trey. Right, that's just two witnesses versus two witnesses. Two say he did steal, two say he didn't steal. That doesn't make him a kosher. It just means you have a deadlock, right? V'lo mid kasher b'hachi, and that's not going to work. Why? The kaimel and the kamim b'pirkin ein ear er pachos mishnai. We're going to see in a few daf that the rule is if you're going to make an ear er, you're going to say that someone's puzzle, so you need two witnesses to accomplish that. So it can't be that they're complaining that he's a thief, because then your two witnesses say he's not a thief. They don't make him a kasher, they just make him, it leaves us with no information, sort of, we're stuck.
Two versus two,
and then we can't do anything, yeah. Right? But the point being, I guess, that you say two versus two, so the concern goes away. Apparently we're saying when there's two versus two, that concern still hangs there.
It's tainted.
Yeah, we still don't know what to do with him. Mm-hmm. Right? We don't know if he's a kasher, we don't know that he's for sure a puzzle, but we're like stuck. So that can't be the case. So, ear er de pagam mishbacha. If you want to say the ear is that he was a, he's an eved, right? He's someone who's puzzled to be a dayan, right? So then, gilui milsabamhu. That's something that everyone would eventually find out. Meaning, there's no reason for them to feel bad and be no gei beidos. Meaning, they can testify against that, right? Meaning, the whole point was he said. What did we say? If there's two people who come in and say something bad about the judge, he's a apostle, right? So if it's before they signed, then we trust that the dayan to testify on his behalf. If it's after they signed, then they can't testify anymore. Why? Because they're no gei beidus, because it looked bad for them. But the point is, if the case was like pagam mishpacha, right, that he's an eved, so that doesn't look bad for him. That's just something everyone was going to find out anyways. It's just factual information that they just needed to like bring to light. Meaning they could testify even after Chasima, right, after they had signed already.
Because it'll come out in public.
It's not the type of thing that someone say, like there's something wrong with me. Like it's just information that they need to clarify.
That would still disqualify him, right?
It would still disqualify him, but it's not a reason to not accept their testimony after they signed already.
Okay.
That's the point.
So that's the difference.
Right, exactly. Right.
So that star would be no good? If it came out later that he was an Eved, that star would be no good?
It would be no good. Well, the Kiyum star would be no good.
The Kiyum star would be no good.
Correct. Yeah. Yes. Fine. So what's going on here? So the Olam says to Gemara, Imalacha Ira de Gazanusa. No, it is about him stealing. It is to find out that he was a thief. Vika'amre Hane Yadinan Be da Avet Shuva. So what happens? The second Adam says, yeah, we're not saying that didn't happen. You're right. In February of 2020, he talk us stole a TV. It's true. Right? But we know later that he did Shuva. How do you give testimony on Shuva? That's a good shayla. How do you give testimony on Shuva? It's a good shayla. And by the way, that's what we do when someone's an aide, you know, at a wedding or something, or aide for, you know, Ikidushin, whatever. So someone knows ahead of time, they'll tell the person, if you know you're going to be an aide, you should do, here your tshuva. You're supposed to do some tshuva before you stand up as an aide for that reason. Because if you do tshuva, it makes you, even if you've done bad things that would disqualify you from being an aide,
At a wedding, we don't like, do a patika on the aide.
We don't check them.
And we assume that they're shomer
shabbos. That's why we always say, the Messiah Kedushin, hopefully, if he knows what he's doing,
he
does a little patika. Not a real patika, but he tells the family.
He
only choose people who are...
Who are kosher people.
Yeah, correct. Exactly. Yeah. And not related to each other, etc.
Yeah.
Fine. So, but the point is, that's the point. Meaning, the it is about Gazan Nusa, and that's why if it would be after the Chasima, they would talk about Nogei Be'edus, but it's also not Trey, because they're not talking about two different... That both testifying about the same scenario. Yes, he stole. No, he didn't steal. They're saying he did steal. They both agree he stole. The second group says, and he did tshuva. Fine.
That's good enough.
Good enough. I'm Rabbi Zeira. Hamilsa Rabbi Abba Shmili. I heard this idea from Rabbi Abba. V'lav Rabbi Abba de min Akko Shichusan. If it wasn't for Rabbi Abba from Akko, I would have forgotten it. And what is the idea? Gimel Sheyashu L'Kayim Es Hashtar. Three people sit to make a Kim Shtaros. Umeis Echad Mayhem. And then one of them dies. So what do you have to say? You have to write down. I mean, the three were there, right? Three guys were there. Three dead were there. They did it. They were, you know, they saw a witness who said, yes, that's my signature. Yes, it's his signature. They did the whole story. And then one of them died before they got the sign. So what did they say? There were three of us here, and one of us died. So Amr of Nachman Bar Yitzchak, V'yikasev Bey, Shtara Dina Nafak L'Kadamna, L'Kadmana, and Rav Nachman Yitzchak says, and if you say this star came in front of us, in front of the Bezdin, you don't have to say that anymore. Why? Because if you say it came in front of Bezdin is always
three.
So there's no reason to be worried. So Mar says, well, not so fast. Maybe this is a Bezdin that chutzav literally means chutzpah. Right? This is a Bezdin that's, you know, bucks the rules. What do you mean? Okay, the Shmuel. The Amr Shmuel Shlaim Shaydan Dinam Din, because Shmuel says that two people, you're supposed to have three people in a Bezdin. Shmuel passes that two people, if they served as a Bezdin, the judgment still stands, right? El Shanikra Bezdin Chatzif, but they're called a Bezdin Chatzif, meaning it's the wrong thing to do, but if they did it, it still works. Okay. So, but if that's true, this idea of Nachman Yitzchak, as long as you did, they came in front of Bezdin, that's enough. That's not really true, right? Because maybe it was a Bezdin Chatzif. So how can that be that just saying in front of Bezin is enough? So answer the Gemara, Dechsiv Bey, Beidina de Ravna Ashi. No, because it said it came in front of the Bezin of Rav Ashi, because Rav Ashi was the Gadol Ador, and if they would come, it was the Bezin of Rav Ashi, there's no shalai, they weren't a Bezin in Chatzif. They were doing things according to the Halacha, even the Chachila. So the Gemara says, well, Vildilma Rabbanan de Bey Rav Ashi, Kiddush Shmuel Svirlehu. Well, maybe the Rabbanah, the Bezdin of Rav Ashi, held like Shmuel, and so it's still going to be two people. But no, Dechsevei, V'amr Lana, Ravna Ashi. And Rav Ashi himself told us that this, you know, that this is a good Bezdin, so we can know that it was really a Kashra Bezdin. You don't have to worry about it, and then they don't have to worry about that scenario. And that's why, even if they didn't say, we were three, and one of us died, it would still work.
So the problem was that there were three.
And one of them died.
And then one died. So then...
You have to write explicitly, we were three and one of us died.
Oh,
and they
see.
Said, what do you mean? You have to say you were three. Just say you were a Bezdin. Bezdin means three.
That means three.
The answer is, Bezdin doesn't always mean three. Doesn't always mean three, exactly.
Okay
so let's start. Let's just do the next Mishnah and we'll get ourselves ready for take the Gemara next time. So the Mishnah says as follows. Ha'isha sha'amra, Aishis ish ha'isi ugrusha ani. This is the case. This is going to be like the mission that's the source of the concept of Pesha Asa or Pesha Heter. And if I'm going to offer the information, then I can also get myself out of it. Woman says, I was an Aishis ish. ugrusha ani, and she says, and I'm divorced, right? That's ish is ish, and her husband died. She'd be an almana. She could still marry a kohen, right? But she says, I'm ish is ish, and I'm a grusha, right? So then she's the one. So nemanas. She believed to say that she's a grusha. Why? She had pasha asar who a pasha hit her mouth that she said, I was married once, which makes her asar to even kohanim at first, right? Because we don't know, right? And then she says, but I'm a grusha, HDS makes me usher to the whole world because she's married. And then she says, I'm a grusha, right? So then we believe her that she's divorced, at least can marry other people. She can't marry a Kohen, but she can marry other people. Because she's the one who made herself usher by saying she didn't have to say she was an HDS. Vim yesh edim shayesh HDS, but if there are edim that she was married, vihio meres grushani, in an MS, then she's not believed, right? Because she's not the one who made herself usher, that someone else did. What if she says, Amra ani shbesi v'tahora ani, she says, I was kidnapped, right? And, but I'm Tahora, I wasn't raped by this strange guy who took me. So then again, Naimenes, why? Shepesha asu, apesheta, she's the one who offered that she was taken captive, right? V'miyesh edim shenishbes, v'hi amra tahora ani, in Naimenes. But if she said, she's the one who said, if edim said she was kidnapped, and she says, yeah, but I'm Tahora, nothing happened. So then, in MS, again, she's not the one who offered the information that she was kidnapped. V'mishenises, bo edim. But if after she'd already got married, again, it sounds like, edim show up, harezu lo teitzei. She doesn't have to get divorced. And the Gemara itself will discuss this last line, mishenises, what case we're talking about, that we'll talk about.
Specifically, Grusha, though, or what if she said she's an Amana? Is that the same thing, or are they specifically Grusha because she's taking the worst of